Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening. 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. We had a lovely day today. It was 72 and quite charming. Welcome to another edition of On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Coach. And the topic tonight is happy. I want to know what makes you happy. Are you happy? Are you choosing happy? To speak on happy, I have with me actress, activist, and humanitarian Terry Simmons, who the reason why I had her on this topic is because I've known Terry for 5 years now, and she tends to, in her Facebook posts, she never looks unhappy. So I want to know where she gets her happy from. Maybe she can go ahead and shed a little light on it for everybody else. But later on in the show, I'm very, very excited. We will actually have Savannah Grace's brand new international launch on my show. I'm so excited. Her new song, Scream For Me, doesn't even come out till tomorrow. So we get to go ahead and many thanks to James Lucenti from Lucenti Entertainment for lending me her lovely, charming voice, and you're just going to absolutely love her. So we'll also be taking your calls tonight. Call in at 516-418-5594. That's 516-418-5594. Don't call in yet, but I'm going to play some music, going to start with something, I don't know. But until we get back, you're on the couch with Michael Couch, Terry Simmons coming around the corner. Don't go away.
Watch.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Amanda Marshall with Everybody's Got a Story, and everybody does have a story, and my story has just arrived. She's pulled up in her Rolls Royce. She's gotten out. She's wearing a fur coat, and I believe, I don't know if it's grape or aubergine. She dressed up for this. I told her, I'm wearing sweats, so I don't know what she's doing. However, she is now disrobed. You are looking lovely, Terry Simmons. Thank you so much for joining me on the couch tonight for this wonderful, wonderful topic.
Well, thank you for having me on your couch. It's awfully comfy. I love it here.
I know. It's kind of pretty, isn't it?
It's very pretty.
I've made an array of crab cakes, and then there's some cheesecake and a nice chocolate fondue for you. I don't know if you're into chocolate. And then I have the martini, and I have the Chardonnay. I don't know. What kind of girl are you?
Oh, well, you know, I start with the dessert because I don't want to get too full on the other stuff and not get the chocolate. So, yeah, and then I wash down that chocolate with a martini. So I think we're good to go.
Good to go. Well, thank you again for joining me tonight. Let's go right to the topic. We're going to go ahead, like I said, take your calls, 516-418-5594, a little bit later. We also have a live chat room. My lovely Lily the Pug is manning it, so if you want to go ahead and log in, if you're listening to the show, click on your upper right-hand side to the login button, log in with your Facebook, and chat live with me and lovely Terry. So, Terry, when we talk about happy, like I was telling the audience before, every picture I see of you on Facebook, whether you're covered in elephant dung or dirt or mud or running a marathon, you've always got that smile, honey. And it is one of those things that I look forward to because it really makes me happy. So when we come up and conjure up the emotion happy, I don't know if it's an emotion or a condition or a situation. What does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, thank you, and thank you for having me for that reason. To be asked on your show just to talk about happy makes me feel really good. And the image that happy conjures for me is really just a state of being. I just am. I am that happy. I really am.
Well, were you born that way? You were just a happy baby. You never cried. You weren't, you know, upset. You're just an optimist kind of a thing. How does that work out? You just had a birthday too, so
I did.
So what are you? You're Aries, not Aries. What would
I'm
you
Taurus.
Be? Taurus.
Taurus the bull. Mm-hmm.
Taurus the bull. You think Taurus the bull wouldn't be so happy, but you know, apparently she is.
Yeah. Well, we're very earthy, and so it falls into what I settled in a few years ago about making choices about being happy and how I want to live my life, and really honoring who I really am deep down, because I think I stuffed that a lot of years. I've always had a smile on my face, but I don't think I've been genuinely really happy until I really decided to start making choices in my life and listening to and feeding the voices that really make me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, deciding to be happy is one of those things that it has to be a conscious decision, I believe. You can't rest on the laurels of maybe I'll be happy today, maybe I won't be happy today. It has to be looking for the happy. Not have to be. You have to choose to want to look for the happy. Terry, you're so many things. Actress, activist, humanitarian. I want to start with actress. Met you 5 years ago at the Indie Soap Awards for your wonderful portrayal of Parker Kensington Parker in the award-winning, multi-award-winning web series Pretty, written by the fantastically talented Steve Silverman. We have to kiss his butt a little bit. But how many, I wanted to ask, you know, silly questions like, oh, when did you start acting and stuff? And I thought, eh, no. I want to know this. How many auditions have you gone on in your acting career?
hundreds. And I actually decided with that, too, also to turn it around. Because I'm not going to do anything in my life that isn't fun and that I don't enjoy. I'm not going to put myself through that. But I didn't. I mean, a long time ago, I was one of those that fell into everything. You have to pay your dues. You have to work hard. And then I started thinking, well, and hearing and listening to mentors and teachers. And, you know, sometimes you're the student, sometimes you're the teacher. And I think there's it's just whatever is given to you in the moment if you stay aware. So I turned my life a long time ago from a get life to a give life. So when I started looking at auditioning, I thought, how can I make this not miserable or scary, not miserable. I never was miserable. I've always loved it no matter what. But I loved it for the wrong reasons. So then I thought, how can I do that? So what I did was I came into acting a little bit later in my life. I was in my 30s, and I came in, and I just was blissful. It found me. It wouldn't go away. So I started auditioning, and I started going in, and I was so ignorant to the judgment. I went in and just enjoyed it, and I think that was refreshing because I didn't know any better. And so what I did was I turned auditioning into, and I even wrote this in a letter to a director of producer, Austin, Texas, years ago, are still in. It's been 20-something years. I sent a letter when I asked, because back then you did. You sent in a cover letter with your headshot, and it was a much bigger deal back then. It was really funny compared to now. There was nothing online. There was nothing like that. But I sent him one, and I said, if anything, I promise you an enjoyable break in your day. And it's let me take a load off. You want to cast this? Let me come in and at least just entertain you. So when I went in there, he put down his pen, he put down his papers, and he moved over. He goes, okay, I read your letter. Keep your promise. We'll see what you got. And I was like, what did I say? And he said, you promised just to entertain me. Let's see it. And so I did. He loved it. He rewrote the part for me. It was great. We had a good time. So I turned it into that. So all of my auditions, hundreds of them. But I go in, and it's, what can I give you? Let me entertain you. And that's the performance. Right. It's a chance to perform. So I go in and give them all I've got and enjoy it. And then I walk out, and I don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't think about it.
What was one of your most satisfying auditions where you walked out and you thought, oh, crushed it?
That's really good. You know what? Actually, it was probably one of my very first ones when it was an independent film, and a young woman named Elizabeth Sykes was very up and coming, and she wrote it, and it was called Occupation Housewife. And my role, I had to sing in it. It was a period piece, so I had the big hair and a 1940s dress. And I did a little bit of studying, and I just created my own method. And I went in, and it wasn't like I nailed it, got it. I just went in and thought, I really loved me in there. I was like, I had the best time. I enjoyed it the most. And it turned out to be one of the most wonderful experiences, too. It was really fun. So I don't ever walk out thinking I crushed it and I got it, because you never know. But, boy, when I walk out every now and then and feel like, wow, I did my very best, and I really, really felt it in the room. Yeah. We had a good time. And, again, then I just go on about my next, you know, go to the grocery store or whatever else I got planned that day.
Yeah, it's the maintaining the love that you do for your craft and the love of yourself that has to go ahead and endure. That's what we're talking about tonight. The topic is happy. The guest call-in number is 516-418-5594. You're talking to Michael and Terry Simmons. I see we have a caller from the 720 leading up in the queue. I just want to talk to Terry a little bit more. I hate to bug you. We got to go ahead and take a break. Very appropriately, this is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last. You're on the couch with Michael Couch. Don't go away. We're taking your calls later. Hold on.
A complicated past, but I want a love that will last. Say that you love me, say I'm the one. Don't kiss and hug me and then try to run. I don't do drama, my tears don't fall fast, but I want a love. that will last. I don't want just a memory. Give me forever.
A love that will last.
Hey, this is James Lucente from Lucente Entertainment. I specialize in branding, developing, and managing young musical talent. But for an hour a week, I really enjoy listening to Michael Couch on the Couch.
James Lucente always lending us the best talent. Very excited to be dropping Savannah Grace's international debut for Scream for Me, only on my show. Na, 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 na. We're back with Terry Simmons talking about Happy. That's how happy it makes me. You know what? It thrills me. Making up this new show, Terry, was very, very cathartic for me because I had to make up a new Facebook page, a new website, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, on Facebook, there is no invite all to your page. You got to go through each one and click and click and click. And I was realizing how many wonderful people I have, interesting, fascinating, talented people in my life, which made me very, very happy. Who makes you happy in your life?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, too, the reason you have all those people on there is because you are that way. You know, you attract what you're like.
Oh,
and you have that. It's true. You have that in you, and it's great. And so that's why you have those. People that my world and my friendships and my family are built through so many diverse, different types of people. And I think the one thread is truth and humor. And those are the kind of people that really light me up. But everybody that I meet lights me or wakes me up in some way. Because even if they're challenging or I'll tell you what, you know, a long time ago I decided to be happy. Now I don't have to do that anymore. Happy finds me. I don't have to make a conscious decision. I really do stay in a state of happy. And the people that I meet, everyone lights me up. Everyone, there's something in everyone that crosses my path literally every day. And that sounds so, you know, Pollyanna and, you know, oh, yeah, sure. But it really is true. Because everything that crosses my path, it makes me happier. I get happier and happier. And then someone told me, too, that the world is not here to make you happy. It's here to wake you up. So if I stay happy, I always wake up happy.
wise words, Ms. Simmons. Terry, we got a caller calling in from the 720-224 number. You are live on the air with Michael and Terry. You're on the couch. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, my first name is Stephanie, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, apparently a friend of Miss Terry Simmons.
I do know Terry. I've had the pleasure of knowing Terry for a brief period of time. And, you know, her voice is even happy. Not only is her face happy and the way she lives her life happy, but her voice is happy. And I just want to appreciate that in you, Terry. It's a gift that you very generously share. And, you know, that I think you're right. It attracts happiness. But I think there's a conscious decision to be happy. And I think you've made that. And becoming more discerning about people that you're going to engage with. And sometimes making tough decisions about who you're not going to be involved with comes into play. But I think there's a consciousness that goes with happy, because we all have choices to make about that.
Yeah, that's very true. Terry?
Stephanie, I am so thrilled to hear from you. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. And you're just a perfect example. This is really true. Michael, I'm so happy that you're meeting Stephanie, the two people I really care about. And I'm telling you, honestly, I was in Denver for a year, January to January. It was kind of my year of healing and discovery. And Stephanie and I have found each other through a mutual friend. And immediately just engaged in conversation as though we'd known each other for a long time. And she's really enriched my life so much with our conversations, the kind of woman she is. And this is a good example that I just told you, Michael. Because I'm friends with Stephanie, it shines a light in me. I look at her and I think, wow, I brought someone like this into my life, and it's a mirror of what I hope to represent. So I'm thrilled that she called in.
Thanks, Stephanie.
I would use the example of when you have one diamond sitting in the sunshine, it shoots out gorgeous, gorgeous rays of color and whatnot. But when you put two or three gems in the sunshine, it creates something that is really even more magnificent. So I thank you, Terry. It was my pleasure. It's so nice to hear your voice and hear you happy. And keep up the good work with what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you so much. The same to you. And I hope I see you again soon.
Stephanie, I hope so, too.
Stephanie, it takes a jewel to know a jewel. So we're mirrors.
Very nicely said.
You know what I mean? So thank you for being part of the solution. You know what I mean? Everybody's just trying to help out and make things not so serious. We all just got to lighten up and be a little bit of happy. Steph, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for taking the call. Be well, both of you.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
In
you
again.
Too, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Stephanie is quite a lovely, charming thing. How lucky of you to know her.
Very much so. Yeah, that she's just amazing. She's wonderful, and I love surrounding myself with those people. And she just, instantly was just made everything around her. She does that. She's one of those talk about a gem takes one to know one. She does. She gives off that light. You can watch the people in the room go to her, and she's also always so welcoming and approachable. And she's one of those things where you talk about, you know, being the change, be what you want to see. And she's one of those people that, you know, just if you, the biggest thing you can do if you want to see huge change is just be that yourself. And she lives that. She's one of those people.
Yeah. Very, very conscious. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. You're talking to Terry Simmons. She is sitting on my couch right here. We're going to take a little break. Listen to a little bit of music when we get back. Terry, I want to talk about Papua New Guinea. I want to talk about your activism, your love for giving, because this woman gives to a fault. So, again, taking your calls at 516-418-5594. Don't go away. The chat is still looking very good. Thank you to guest 2068 and guest 2915. And much thanks to Lily for typing in the chat room. When we get back, more with Terry Simmons. Don't go away.
This is Kelly Lee Tapson, your Stomping Angel, stomping out crap. so you can two-step into your radiant true nature. As an intuitive energist, I illuminate the blind spots on your journey so you can ride into infinite fields of possibilities, have fun, be wild and untamed. Kick off an email to holisticheavennaturally@gmail.com, that's holistic with an H, or give me a yodel at 306-467-2301, that's 306-467-2301.
This is Cameron Tilbury.
Cameron Tilbury from Nashville, Tennessee. We're back with Terry Simmons. 516-418-5594 is the call-in number. Terry, I play that song, End of the World, because, you know, I like it a lot. And Matt Alber is a fantastic person. You go to the ends of the earth to help people. Tell me about Be the Change.
I'm sorry? Wait, what was that?
Tell me about Be the Change.
Be the Change. Be the Change is absolutely wonderful. BeTheChangeVolunteers.org. It is a wonderful group of people. They're a development aid nonprofit, and they build, refurbish, and they equip schools and education centers all over the world. And I fell into it through a mutual friend, and we ended up going to Papua New Guinea. They go everywhere, and we just looked with this friend, and I wanted to go on the same trip, and he had been before. In fact, he was coming through Los Angeles, coming from Nepal with his son, and they had just built it. He still had dirt on them from the build, and they were worn out, and they had a layover. And I met him, and I started talking. He said, look at these pictures. And I said, I have to do that. And he said, well, then do it. And he went back home, called me. We found a mutual trip the next year, which was 2012, that we could go. And so that's how I fell into that one. And that was a true gift for me to pick that one place. It happened to be one of their remote places they go, one of the most difficult to get to. But it was amazing to me and life-changing. And we lived for 2 weeks in the jungle with this wonderful, wonderful group of people, and we literally built a school for these children. And we would even, like, I hop in the back of a truck with the, and we would go to this nearby beach and dig sand out and put it in the back of the truck, and then we made a makeshift sifter where we got all the rocks out and got the sand, and we made, you know, cement and concrete and everything that we needed to do to build the foundation and build this school. And the community came from all over. And we started out with five gentlemen from areas around there, ended up with 12 to 20 people helping, all coming together.
Wow.
And it was quite an experience. And this actual group is on a 10-year plan where they want to build all kinds of things right there, where, you know, a community center and more schools and bring more children. So I fell in love with them right there. And I kind of took Papua New Guinea and this family to heart. And totally, they engulfed me in their culture. They brought me into the kitchen with the women. They let me cook and play and do things. And they just accepted me. Now, here I was, this blue-eyed blonde in the middle of this Papua New Guinea jungle and family. And it was just the most wonderful experience that I've been through. And so I keep in touch. And every 2 years I go back, so I would like to keep doing that. Where Be the Change goes all over the world, and it's a wonderful way to see the world, but touch people rather than we raise the money, but we actually go. And
right.
That makes a difference. We're there with them, building and giving them hope. And they see that these people care. And we don't just, I don't know. It's just, it's really a different organization that really touched my heart.
How can people get involved? Because, I mean, this does, I mean, I'm going back to blonde hair, blue-eyed, and then tan, because you're in Papua New Guinea. So, I mean, yeah, that's got to suck
yeah.
a little bit. But how would people actually get in, how would people get involved with this?
Just go to bethechangevolunteers.org, and they have a wonderful website. And there's a link on there that shows all of the planned projects that are coming up. And you just send them a message and say you're interested in going. And then you raise the money to go. And I tell you what, I didn't have to hardly pay anything. I did this as my birthday gift. And I sent out a request for birthday gifts. I'd said, please, I normally, if you would ever, you know, if you're thinking about what we would do for my birthday, if you would mind doing this instead of a gift, please donate and help me go to this. Before I even knew what I was getting into, I just said, I really
right.
want to go to New Guinea. Please help me. And so I raised the money and I went. And it's very, and when you go, that's it. You've raised all the money to go. It's your airfare. And if anybody ever wants help with fundraising, that's what I love to do, too. I'm happy to help anyone raise money to do anything they want to do to help others. So that's what you do. You just go to bethechangevolunteers.org, pick something that you want to do, somewhere you want to go. They have wonderful information in there. They have every frequently asked question. They answer all the questions. They lay it out for you. It's wonderful. And just pick a place you want to go. The amount there you would need to raise is there. They will help you raise it. They will come. There's a gentleman named Grant who goes all over the place. Jimmy and Christy started it. There's people will come to you and help you raise the money to go. So it's an enriching experience from the moment you click on the website.
Well, you're giving happy, you're getting happy. It's one of those things.
Absolutely.
It's exactly
yeah.
what's happening. We're taking your calls tonight, 516-418-5594. Terry, you help everywhere. What happened was it in Costa Rica? You went on vacation and then you ended up, what was that story?
Yeah, you know, I love to go to different places and get in, just totally get involved in the culture and the people who live there. And so everything, everywhere I go, I mean, I go to the grocery store and it's an experience. I don't talk to people. And I had a friend that used to say, look, we need to go in and out of here. Don't make eye contact. Because yeah. I love stories. I'm a storyteller. I come from a family of storytellers. So I love hearing people's stories, even if, and every day. I'm telling you, every day I have a wonderful experience with someone that I've already known or that I meet. So Costa Rica, I went with some friends who had a house there. They invited me to go, so we went. And so it's just amazing. If you walk down the streets, if you see someone who needs some help, you end up helping them. Or a wonderful story. So the first day we did it, I dove into the water, and I came out, and it felt like shards of glass had cut my arms. But I wanted to keep swimming, so I didn't say anything. So I kept playing, swimming. And then I find out later, one of my arms kind of had a little reaction to it. We're at dinner, and I said, you know what? I think I need to go see about this. And so I found a clinic. I went in there, but I morph into wherever I am, I think. And they thought I was a native. They thought I lived there. And I kept trying to tell them, no, I don't speak the language, and you know, I knew a little bit of, you know, high school Spanish. That was it. So I knew enough to communicate, right. And they just swore that I lived there. And I just was like, no, I don't, but I can. And so I ended up, they were taking me through the hallways. I met the nurse. They were like, you know, and I said, no, I just want to know what to do with this thing. So the doctor spoke English. She laughed and explained in Spanish that I don't live there, that I am visiting. I obviously dove through some, aquamati or whatever. It's like tiny, tiny, tiny schools
right.
of jellyfish.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she gave me antibiotics. I mean, she wanted to give me a shot. And I was like, no, I just take the pill. She goes, you don't like shots? I said, oh, no, I love shots. Oh, you love shots? Then she thought I was on drugs and I love shots. And so the whole thing turned into this big story. But anyway, that was my first experience with really listening and enjoying people. And I actually, you know, we helped in the clinic for a little bit. We started, you know, helping out and cleaning and talking. We were there forever. We finally went back and finished dinner. But that opened me up to everywhere I go, there's something that I can do to help someone, whether it's across the street or build a school or travel somewhere. So every day I get that opportunity, and Costa Rica kind of opened that up for me, like every vacation. It may not be the motivation, but if you look around, every vacation I've been on has been enhanced because something happened one day that I got to help someone and went to their house and helped them clean.
Terry? But I'm going to go ahead and buttinski here, because this is what I find with you, and I don't know if it's something you know about yourself, but what I love about you the most is your wide-eyed innocence. It's you are able to contain the innocence of a childlike manner, and I mean that in the nicest way, the unassuming nature. Everybody now, not everybody, I'm sorry, I will remove that word, people will always choose to be on the defense. So I, from a person from me to you, I applaud your innocence, because it's giving that opportunity to the people that do need help that you listen to. And that is something that is really lacking in this society. So from one person to another, from a universal person to another universal person, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I actually take that as a compliment. As far as
we all have to remain, keep the innocence, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break. This is Mandy Patinkin with Children Will Listen. It's one of those things where we have to remember. Taking your calls again. You're on the couch. 516-418-5594. We're talking with Terry Simmons, Mandy Patinkin. Children Will Listen. More with Terry when we get back. Don't go away.
Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. children will listen. How do you say to your child in the night, nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white? How do you say it will all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Careful the wish you make. Wishes are children. Careful the path they take. Wishes come true. Not free. Careful the spell you cast. Not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell. That is the spell. Children will listen.
Hey, this is Steve Silverman, and I'm, what am I? I guess a writer, producer, director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach, whatever.
Silverman always overthinks everything. Let's talk about Steve Silverman, a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, and Terry, Steve Silverman makes me happy. And at my darkest point, I remember it was February, Steve was not doing well, hospice was coming in, and I discovered Pretty, the series, episode one, the very first episode, Terry, and emailed him on Facebook like some, I don't know, stalker. I mean, I'm so shocked he hadn't even emailed back, but so working with Silverman is quite something. Would you not agree?
Oh, it's an amazing experience. Every time I have any kind of contact whatsoever with Steve Silverman, whether it's a friendship or just hanging out or working with him on set, it really is a truly wonderful experience. He is a gift.
Yeah, I would totally agree. So there's your Steve Silverman shout out studio. I think it's Studio 5150, right, that he has coming out?
Yes. I'm so excited about that.
I'm excited about that, too. Now you're down in East Texas right now. So how did you get there? Yeehaw, cowboy girl.
Well, all of my family is here. And I was, like I said, in Denver. And, you know, a lot of times you'll say, I love you. You know, if you ever need me, I'll just drop everything and I'll come. And when you say that, you know, and you mean it. And sometimes that day comes and sometimes it doesn't. Well, it happened to me. And I was in Denver, had a job downtown, a little apartment I really loved. Things were good. And I live pretty simply anyway. I don't really have a lot of material things. I don't really, I've lived, you know, all kinds of different places. I was just having a really good life. Everything was great. And my family called and said, you know, we need you. And I said, okay. Next thing I know, I packed my Jeep, found someone to rent my apartment. I had a job that we were going to try to do it remotely, so I just did. I came down here, and I agreed to stay at least for 5 months till the end of May, and so that's what I did. There was just no question, and I did. There wasn't really that much to it, much more to the story.
Wow.
I got my Jeep, I drove here, and here I am. And as a course of that, as things went on, the job didn't work out, so I lost my job and didn't really have anything else. And if I really wanted to, like, lay it out there, yeah. So I, let's see, spent all my money, went into debt, lost my job, and I've never been happier and I've never felt wealthier in my life. And this is one of those things where I wake up every day, and the first thing I say is thank you, and then the next thing I say is, I know that every day I'm safe and I'm going to be fine. And not only that, but I am going to be granted with a most wonderful opportunity and growth and miracle. And every day it's been that way. And I know that the reason I don't have the job anymore was a blessing, because now that I'm here, because I was working every day from home. So I wasn't really, I was kind of split. I was there, I was here. Now, as soon as that job went away, immediately I was like, oh, thank you. Now I can focus completely on the reason I'm here. And it has been astounding. It
Wow.
has been astounding. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I feel really lucky.
Good for you. Terry, yeah. We have some messages in the chat room. Mark 11 is saying, thanks for discussing BTCV. Much love to him. And Teresa McKee is joining us up in the chat room. Terry, it is this time. Our Savannah Grace, I'm so excited that you're here for this, because I always loved getting the exclusives on At Home with Victoria with the little music friends that I have, that it's like, oh, this is coming out, but you can't go ahead and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Savannah Grace's new single, Scream For Me, is coming out tomorrow. She's 15 years old. She is a product, not a product. I'm so sorry. I removed that, honey. She's 15 years old, so it's 8:45. They're all ready to go to bed. They're waiting very, very anxiously. We have the sneak peek of her international debut. So this is Miss Savannah Grace with Scream For Me. But just, just give it a listen, Terry. Hold on.
Sure.
Hey, this is James Lucente from Lucente Entertainment. I specialize in branding, developing, and managing young musical talent. But for an hour a week, I really enjoy listening to Michael Couch on the Couch.
That's all they gave me. It's like, oh, no, more, please. Why? Why do you torture me,
DJ? I love
DJ?
It.
Very good. Check her out at facebook.com/ Savannah Grace. Again, much thanks to James Lucente for the little bit of scoop. I love going ahead and getting the inside track. So.
Good afternoon. This is Nurse Mika, and I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
So what's happening with you next, Terry? What are you doing? You're in Texas for 5 months and stuff. What are you doing while you're there? I mean, I know what you're doing, but are we still acting? Are we still doing everything that we're doing?
Yes, everything is just so wonderful. I'm still acting. I'm writing more now, and I've always been a writer, but now I really want to. I've been encouraged, and it's coming to me to actually do it and write it down and publish it and get it all out there. So I'm really having a good time with that. And so when I'm done here, I'm going to go through Denver and meet with Hazel Miller, who's a good friend of mine and an amazing entertainer and singer, and she's going to help us with some fundraising for Be the Change. And I'm going to visit a health center with her that she wants me to help raise some money for, that I'm very excited to tour and meet them. Then I'm going to drive up to Bozeman, Montana, where I'm going to be living. That's going to be my home base, and I'm kind of set up shop and switch out my winter clothes for my summer clothes. Then I'm driving down to Palm Springs for the summer, where I'm going to write and keep acting and raising money for the things I care about.
So fantastic. We got a caller calling in from the 402-402-208. Welcome to On the Couch. You're talking to Michael and Terry. Can I have your first name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Nebraska.
Hello, Sandy from Nebraska. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Terry's here for you.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say thank you for sharing all the cool pictures you've been sharing on your wall.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Thank you for checking out my page.
Yeah, and did you have fun in Ojai? I bet you did.
Oh, yes. Ojai is amazing. And that's another thing, Michael. Steve Silverman and I have a writer's retreat that we do in Ojai, California for people. And talking about a giver, that Steve Silverman is another one. So, yeah.
Absolutely. The topic is happy tonight, Sandy. What are you happy about? What can you share?
I'm pretty much happy all the time. Like Terry, I kind of did a life change, so things have been really great. And I just wanted to share that anybody can have happiness. They just have to look for it and find it within themselves first.
Good message.
Yeah.
Good
Very
message,
nice,
my love.
Sandy.
Thank you so much for calling
in. And I've missed you, Michael, a lot. And I haven't talked to you for so long. And Victoria, and I miss her too.
I know.
So
it's been busy, and then a lot of stuff has gone down, Sandy. So we have to reconnect really soon. But thanks for calling in.
And I miss Terry on your pretty days. All right. Have a good night.
Good
thank
night,
you,
love.
Sandy. Good night.
Parker Kensington Parker, man. It's always always a role of a lifetime, that's for sure. Still taking your calls in at 516-418-559-4850 here on the East Coast. Terry, if you could tell anybody anything that you have learned as a secret to bypassing, I don't even want to say bypassing negativity, because everybody has to go ahead and go through stuff, but when everybody is really mired down, a lot of people are really mired down right now, either with debt or relationship problems or lack of understanding or, you know, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, everybody has, burgeoning questions going on in them. What would you tell them at night to silence their mind that would actually put them in a happy state of release?
Oh, I love that. I would, I speak from experience. That just be kind to yourself and know that you already have everything it takes to be happy. You already have everything it has. You're already there. You're already a success. There's just some false fears out there. You really can change the way you're thinking about it. And just reframe it. Turn it around and use it. And everything that comes to you that you're going through, I tell you what, I've been through some really, really tough times, and everything is relative. So I would never tell someone, at least, you haven't lost a limb or you're not dying,
Right.
It's that's important to that person right then. You better believe it. That is important. I don't care if it's because you're having a bad hair day. That's important to you. But realize that in a little while, you're going to find the funny in it. Find what's funny in it. Don't take life so seriously. Don't take yourself so seriously. But really, enjoy what you're feeling right then. Feel it, because it is happening. Let it happen, but let it go. Let it happen, and then just let it go. And know that you've already got it. You're already happy. You're already successful. You've got everything it takes. You don't have to go find it. It's
right
there. It's there. You've right got it. You're gonna. You're fine. You really
right
are. You're better than fine. And you're using it. And this is great. That's happening. You're alive, and you're feeling it. So
absolutely.
Embellish it.
And I really enjoy, too, a situation that arose a little while ago where I found myself realizing that I had all of these ingredients on a table, kind of a thing. If you take all of the tools you have, and then what am I going to make out of them? You know, it's almost like a recipe. Am I going to make lasagna? Am I going to make a cheeseburger? Am I going to, So I think it's important to actually take stock. People are a big fan of dream boards. I'm a big fan of dream boards. Put down everything or take a look at them and really reflect positively on what you have versus what you don't. It's the looking away for what you don't that sidetracks you. What you have in front of you is the universe saying, to me, this is how I understand it, it's the universe saying, you have all of these tools. Now, what would you ever want to make? But the people, some of us, choose not to take those tools or take those ingredients and make everything. They just look at them as separate trees versus the forest. Am I making sense or am I rambling? You can go ahead and tell
me
that.
Absolutely. No. everything you've said is so profound, and it's so true. And really, it really is that simple. It's that easy. I live a pretty simple, basic life. And the more that I am grateful for what I have, the more I receive to be grateful for.
Right.
And it really works. Just,
you know what?
Be grateful.
Something you went ahead and mentioned a while back, you mentioned, I love how people who go through adversity go ahead and just glaze over some things. We had Sandy Athey on the show the other day. She was murdered and attacked by a serial rapist, and she just sort of like glided over the whole topic. So we had her expand a little bit too. But when you say that in Papua New Guinea that you went to a remote place that was hard to get to, please tell us how hard it was to get to, because I saw pictures and I thought, oh wow, good for you.
Yeah, it was several airplanes that got smaller and smaller and smaller. And when you look at the map, it's barely that the island where we were was barely, I mean, the dot on the map covers the piece of land that we were on. And once you got there and it was on, just get on another, then we just had to just trust faith. Here I am getting in this open bus that you see is kind of like on MASH back in the days. And they're driving, and it's pitch dark, got there at night, and they're driving down into the jungle. And that it was very remote. So it was easy to get there, but several plane rides. And like I said, they got smaller and smaller. And you're just putting your hands more in the faith and the trust of the people. And my dear, 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 someone special in my life who means more to me than just everything. He is a big part of my happy. It said the same thing. We talked about this the other day. And he said, if you focus on, you know, the fear of where you're going and not putting your hands yourself in the hands of the guide who's taking you there, you miss your woe. You know, if I was so worried about concentrating on the fear of where I was going, I wouldn't have seen, you know, this little boy come out of the jungle with a machete as big as he is, because that's just what they walk around with. And I would have missed the woe moment. And I didn't even know if people saw some of the things literally on the bus ride in the pitch dark getting to the house where we were going to be staying to start the next morning building the school. And so yeah, it was pretty remote getting there.
Well, Terry, you know, quite frankly, metaphorically, no one knows where we're going. I don't know where I'm going. You don't know where I'm going.
Right.
So that is what awakens the mystery of life, and that is what awakens the magic, and that is what enlightens, educates, and moves us. We're running out of time, Terry. Thank you so much for listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch. And tonight, Terry Simmons, actress, activist, and humanitarian. Check out BeTheChange.org to go ahead and find out. Thank you for Savannah Grace for sharing us your lovely song. And thank you very much, James Lucente. You rock. And Terry Simmons, it's always a delight to speak with you. I enjoy you so much. Thank you for sharing your point of view. And thanks for Stephanie for calling in. Thank you for everybody in chat. But Terry, please let's keep in touch, because you are such a wonderful life force that I think we can make a difference here. And that is really the purpose of this show, is to inspire, uplift, and play some really good tunes, because the music was really good tonight. I mean, you all have to realize. But Terry, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. It has been a true honor and a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael. You're an inspiration.
Ditto, kiddo, for at home with, I almost said at home with Victoria, for On the Couch. I'm Michael Couch. Oh, happy, you know what I mean. Feel free to go ahead and friend me on Facebook at facebook.com/onthecouch. Terry, where can people find you?
They can find me, Terry Simmons, on Facebook. Just friend me.
Yeah, just friend her. Anyways, thanks, Terry.
Oh,
you have a
my
great...
blog, my blog, too, goterrygo.wordpress.com.
And go, Terry, go indeed, honey. Thank you so much. we'll have you back again, okay?
I would love that. Thank you.
Cool beans. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is Michael Coach for On the Couch. And till next time, be kind to one another. I'd really appreciate it. Take care, everybody.